Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Gospel of Peace. Chapter 8. Peace Multiplied. Peter, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and aware of the vital condition that the peace of God has for the heart, the life of each person on earth, and the eternal life of each Christian, reiterates several times in his letters the diligence that every Christian should have in the search for the peace offered to us by the gospel of the heavenly kingdom, as exemplified below. 1 Peter 3:10-11. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good, let him seek peace and pursue it. 1 Peter 5:14. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. 2 Peter 3:10-15. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Nevertheless, after observing that the Scriptures show us that through the gospel it is possible to achieve peace with God and also the peace of the Lord in our hearts, for it accompanies the presence of God in us, they go even further and show us that this same peace can yet be multiplied in us. In the initial greetings of the same letter in which Peter reiterates the relevance of diligently seeking for peace, just as Judas does in the salutations of the letter he wrote, we can expressly see that the presence and working of peace and the grace of the Lord are not granted just for one particular or initial moment, but that they may also grow or be multiplied in those and in favor of those who have already welcomed the gospel into their hearts, as also presented below. 1 Peter 1:1-2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Jude 1:1-2. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. From the words presented in the greetings of the two letters referenced above, it can be seen that the peace of God is multiplied in the lives of those who remain faithful in the fellowship with Him who was given to us from heaven to reveal and grant us the peace of the Lord. In the second letter of Peter, we can even observe that the Scriptures are very expressive and objective concerning how the peace of God can be multiplied in the life of a Christian, as follows. 2 Peter 1:1-2. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. When a Christian understands that the peace of God is granted into his or her heart for reconciliation with the Lord and the beginning of a personal relationship with him, and when a Christian, in addition to understanding these first aspects, practices this relationship offered to him or her by the Lord, one also places oneself on the path where God's peace begins to multiply for several other areas of his or her life. When a Christian remains firm in the purpose of getting to know more and more the Lord who saved him or her, who gave him or her a new heart, and who is powerful to keep and sustain him or her forever, one begins to receive more and more of the wisdom of God for his or her life. One begins to receive a growing presence and working of the wisdom that is full of instructions to guide him or her increasingly in the relationship with the path of peace. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, do not forget my law, or instruction, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Proverbs 3:13-18. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. After the Lord grants the provision and the way of peace for an individual to draw close to him, the Lord also expects that this way of drawing closer to him will also be used indeed. And the reward for those who accept God's invitation to know the Lord closer and more profoundly is the multiplication of peace in their hearts and the different areas of their lives, remembering here also that the Lord can cause even that the enemies of this individual will come to be at peace with him or her. Proverbs 16:6-7. In mercy and truth atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a person receives peace with God and the peace of God in one's heart, and uses this peace to remain and advance more in the fellowship with his or her Lord, the Lord instructs and guides him or her through paths of peace even if the world around might be deeply agitated by the lack of peace. When a Christian advances towards the invitation he or she received from the Lord to indeed practice fellowship with him, one starts to put oneself on the path or in the condition where peace is granted increasingly for multiple purposes, among which, a Christian may even become a channel through which God announces his peace also to others. When a Christian allows oneself to be taught that it is from the Lord that one receives heavenly and eternal peace, but as well that it is the Lord's will that all achieve this same peace through salvation in Christ, he or she also becomes more prepared to pray with a higher degree of understanding for the manifestation and coming of true peace to the world and, still, becomes more prepared to also be a sower of the seeds of the righteousness of God in favor of other people. James 3:13-4:10. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Ultimately, the question of having or not having peace in the heart, to live in peace or be under the lack of peace, also multiplied in the various areas of life, is always somehow related, respectively, to remaining in the presence of God and the relationship with him or in departing from the presence and the fellowship with the Lord. Psalms 4, 6-8. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace, and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Through his righteousness and peace, and fellowship with him, the God of peace aims to perfect us in everything that we need to be perfected. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.